And have you people been out there to see it personally? Okay, great. No, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I talked to a lot of people. Oh, I haven't seen it. Well, then I met this gentleman out there. But anyway, my thing is about traffic, especially on Iowa Colony. I'm an old folk, and I'm tired of dealing with these drag racers. But what would be the volume, projected volume of traffic? What would be the projected?
We'll ask him that when he comes back up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of curious. And so there's no rendition of how this area here would look like, you know, for traffic. So nobody has a plan on how to fix this.
The county's got guidelines that they'll use if they end up putting an entrance there. They've got guidelines relative to the line of sight and everything else.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Our job is just to go up or down on the request for rezoning. Everything else would have to meet a certain set of regulations.
Yeah, they'll still have to follow the
entrance. Let me ask you, remember, the zoning, this kind of part. If he puts in a restaurant, will this open up the rest of this area to restaurant or commercial?
That's what we're here to decide.
That's what we're going to decide.
Well, I let the neighbors know it'll never happen. His restaurant is okay with me, but going further down Iowa Colony?
That'd be a lot of zoning changes, and those are kind of tricky.
Yeah. But hey, that's why you guys are on the board.
Thank you for your time.
Well, I also appreciate your time. And my name is Lee Widmeyer. I live at 140 Sterling Way, which is just I'll tell you right here. Right in there. Sterling Estates, 140 is right here. And I'm on the board of Sterling Way Estates, but I'm not in any way representing the HOA. But I've talked to quite a few of the people there. Some are, one person there does not, he's a vacation home for him. And they really have a concern about noise, and it is a residential area. Everybody that lives in Sterling Way or Sterling Estates is pretty much over 70. I'm just turning 70. And they're retired, and they don't want a lot of late-night noise, and they don't want a lot of traffic. So that would be my second concern, is what this other gentleman spoke about, is the traffic. Because I've lived there for 12 years. Some of the people have lived there since it was built, since 2006. And the problem is, when you come down Iowa Colony, and you're going to go on to 165, if you have to turn left, unless you know that area, you better watch for traffic coming down from up by Vintage Paris, because they do not do 45 miles an hour, which is the speed limit. The people are coming down there about 55 to 60. And sometimes traffic backs up while you're waiting to turn left. Turning right, it's not that much of an issue to turn right because of the fact that it's uphill to get there. Most people aren't going that fast, but then just to get up the hill. But the big concern there with the other people, too, is coming down here to that stop sign, and if you have to turn left and cross traffic, and the traffic that comes down off that hill, off from the scenic overlook, they are going at a pretty good clip. So you have to make sure that's... So that's concerned, the amount of traffic that would come. And one other issue is, and this is kind of down the hill. All right, if we rezone this for commercial, to, you know, and I looked through your, I went on your website, and I looked at what an R2 commercial is, or C2 commercial, I'm sorry. And some of the people had concerns that, okay, if it's a restaurant, it's a restaurant. But if this restaurant doesn't work, and this land gets sold, and it's zoned as a C2, I mean, it says here they could put in adult entertainment, they could put in a liquor store, they could put in anything because it's already zoned for commercial. So that is also a concern that was brought to us, to me. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else? Want to come on back up? Tell me about your traffic study. How many cars do you expect?
I mean, I hope that we should be able to get about a minimum of about 100 to 200 people to be able to come in, to be able to keep the place going. I know that traffic is a big issue, but it's also something good for the neighborhood too, because we have Vintage Paris is right up the road. They haven't had any problem, and then the same road we're going to be taking down this way, you make a left to go down to the pizza place, and the same way we keep coming up this, the same road to come back up. And I think it'll be something great for the community. I don't think the travel should be able to come up with a good plan to be able to make an entrance to go in and out. I don't believe that. I understand, I respect everyone's decision, and I don't think it should be an issue on any accidents or anything else to be able to happen.
So is the restaurant your main concern or only concern? Are you thinking about putting anything else on this property?
Restaurant's the only thing that's going to be my main concern for that property. That's the reason why I bought this land, because I try to be able to purchase the Vintage Paris that's over there. It's a coffee shop, liquor, and a bar, and a little small restaurant type into there too. So that's the one right there. And we try to go back and forth on a negotiation. He wanted a crazy numbers for it, so we didn't end up going through it. And I seen that property for sale. I said, you know what, I'm going to just take my chance.
Okay. The one gentleman brought up that, you know, if you get a zoning change to a C2, then that pretty much, you know, gets the camel's nose under the tent flap. If your only concern is a restaurant and you're not thinking nightly rentals or something down the road?
No, sir.
I would be more inclined to make a C1 zoning change. And then we can couple that with a conditional use permit for your restaurant.
I'm okay with that.
If your restaurant fails, then no nightly rentals.
I'm okay with that.
We're still not having an issue with the issuing an entrance right there where they're going to put it.
Yeah, where would you?
Ingress and egress right there that close to 165 off Iowa Colony is probably not going to. I'd have to go out there and measure it, but I don't think it'll ever happen. I think we're too close to the intersection 165.
Where they want to put the restaurants on the west side, correct?
The restaurant is going to be all the way down, more down
yes.
The south.
So right there, there's a little piece of property there that they don't own between that
so
property and 165. And then we're so close to the intersection there on, if we tried to bring an entrance in off Iowa Colony, I don't think it'll ever meet.
He's trying to cut a piece out.
Yes.
It's up on... But if he just kept the whole parcel, made the whole thing C1, then he could come on.
So there's a big difference in bringing a restaurant in there off Iowa Colony and bringing a residence, just a house in there with two or three cars a day.
Okay. Is there a reason why you're wanting to just cut a parcel out for the restaurant versus just making the whole piece of land that you're buying commercial?
I thought that I wasn't going to be able to do the whole thing, so that's why my concern was just to be able to do that small section. I could do the whole parcel. That'll even be much better, too.
That'd make more sense to me, because right now you've got R1 in the neighborhood, and you'd have whatever's left after he cut it out, you'd have R2, and then you've got C2 or C1, whatever it ends up. It'd be kind of a mess there.
I'm open to both of the ways, whatever. I just wasn't sure that if I try to apply for just the whole part, if it was going to be approved for it. So we just only went for just a partial amount of it. But I'll be more than happy to be able to have it that way. We could be able to even pull the parking, even the driveway. We could be able to have it more come into this way, away from both of the sections.
Would you have to do something first? I mean, I hate to send him through all this.
Well, we'll have to have him apply for an entrance permit, and we'll have to go out there and measure side distance.
And that only would happen after he gets the zoning. Do you follow that? I mean, the county's going to have to come out and...
Yeah, you'll have to apply for an entrance permit off of our property.
If we pass your deal in some fashion, then you still have to go through that to make sure that they can figure out how to get you in and out of their property safely.
Doing it on the far west corner, it's not going to work. Or too close to 165.
Well, if we approve it, if we approve it.
As far as bringing it on down, I'd have to measure. I mean, we'd have to go out and look at it. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Can you get the whole lot itself?
So he can't do an entrance off of 165?
No, because he doesn't own the property all the way out to 165.
There's a
little wedge-shaped piece there that they don't own.
Oh, that goes
that
to the
wedge
other
set piece,
property?
So the person that owns this side was supposed to be, apparently that they had a contract with them that they're going to be getting that, and he said if you need that piece, Todd and Clay Smith, they're saying that they'll be able to make that, be able to give it to me if it needs to be.
It's still going to be borderline on whether we can do it there because of side distance issues. still can't even come across that little piece. So it's pretty questionable on the entrance, to be real honest about it, for commercial.
Well, if we happen to give him a go-ahead on C1 or something, then it turns out he doesn't have a line of sight. Then he's got to come back to get that other piece if we can go down the hill.
Yeah, and then we got to make sure it'll leave and meet there.
Yeah, is there any chance of getting that looked at before we do something for him? Because if we get the wrong thing, we'll have to go through it all again.
I mean, they're going to have them today.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah. So I'm thinking table it until we can make this thing. See if he can get an entrance.
Where how far the entrance has got to go.
Yeah, I mean, that might be the best bet. Because right there where they're proposing, I'm 90% sure it's not
going to work. Okay. I mean, I know we've got a pecking order that we're supposed to do things in, but can we get it looked at without him having to make an application?
I don't have a problem with it.
Anybody else got an opinion? You've already had your chance to speak, sir.
Okay.
We got a pecking order. Yeah.
Well,
anybody up here got anything?
So, Jeff, be sure I understand. He couldn't come down Iowa Colony ways and bring his people in and out of the restaurant there.
We got to still make sure we've got enough sight distance. There's still, with being a commercial entrance around that, in that area, we still have to measure sight distance. I can't.
So you'd have to go out and do a study and take a look.
Yeah.
Do you follow that? I mean, even if we were to approve it, he still has to come out and look at it. Maybe we could go ahead and decide how we feel about it.
That's whatever y'all want to do.
Well, I'm just not for sure. I think you're on the C1. I think you're on the right track.
Just to clarify, we're only making a recommendation.
Yes, sir.
We're not making the approval. So that has to go to the county commission, right?
Yeah, we're just...
Did you sign up, sir?
I did not sign up, so, but I'm his neighbor. It's just a question, if I'm allowed to do that.
All right, go ahead.
I didn't think I was going to say anything.
All right, let's make it... Go ahead.
Okay. I'm your next-door neighbor here, so... if you go to C1 and you make the whole lot C1... If it's not a restaurant, what else can it be? Because I think that's what a lot of the neighborhood is concerned about. What does it become on down the road?
I couldn't tell you that exactly. Cody, do you want to try to answer that?
I mean, what's allowed there, I guess, I understand.
That's what he's pulling up right now.
Thank you.
Sure.
So,
I think the geography is going to severely restrict the rest of it there.
Mm-hmm.
So a C1 is a commercial use that is more tied to a residential area. That's okay. The intent is to be closer to residential areas. Not nearly as much uses are allowed in it. I can just pan down on it. I don't think anybody wants to call one out. Go right ahead.
So let me make sure I understand. So if on we C1? Went to C1 and he applied for a conditional use permit, if he got the C1, he wants a restaurant, then he's got to come and apply for a conditional use permit for a restaurant on C1. But if he sells that property in 10 years, it's sitting there and anything could happen. It's in C1.
That's in C1. The conditional use he applies for will be gone because it's...
Right.
The
but
C1,
I mean,
yes.
But to answer his question, then C1 opens up the world.
No, C2 opens up the world.
C2 opens it up.
Yeah.
So these are all C1s there? I'm sorry, those are all C1s?
Mm-hmm.
P is permitted. C is a conditional use, meaning whoever owned it, if he was to resell it, would have to come back in front of this board and ask permission for it.
Okay. With a public hearing.
Just like the one we're at. I'm going to bring you to the commercial one, so this is probably the one you're really concerned about, I think.
Yeah.
We understand that you may want to build a restaurant for your life and for your family, but life happens.
Yeah.
If something happened, we have to think past just the restaurant.
Is there a way that we could file something that just states that I'm only going to be doing a restaurant on there and nothing else on that property?
That's what you'd get with a C1 conditional use permit.
Okay.
Well, that's for him.
Yeah.
But if he sells
it. But it's still a C1
piece of property.
If he sells it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it goes through.